You're listening to Amud Vechazero, Danny Eisenberg, Masechta Shabbos, Daf Sadi Gimel Amud Beis. Just a quick review of the simon from Sadi Beis, which remember we said Tzav, which is a turtle. So there was the Tzav. There's a victorious a turtle holding the trophy, 10. Tefachim in the air, above 10 tefachim in the air, and Rosh Hashanah Rabin. Right? Obviously, this is the turtle that, or the tortoise that beat the hare, right? So he's holding his trophy, 10 tefachim in the Rosh Hashanah Rabin, and then he guards it in front of him, not behind him, while the defeated rabbit gets his rabbit friend and carries away a massive carrot. And the three things it reminds us of are the discussion about carrying something above 10 tefachim in Rosh Hashanah Rabin. You're still going to be chayiv. We learn it right from the height of Moshe, or the height of the Levim, or just maybe the Aron, the way it was carried, 10 tefachim off the ground, and the discussion about if it is if something was meant to be in front of you and it's behind you and meant to be in front of you, how does that play a factor so in being chayiv? And then the discussion, which leads us to where we are now, which is the discussion that begins about two people carrying one object, and we had three different opinions. Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, when they're going to be chayev, if the two people were strong enough, each on their own could to carry it, or maybe if they were both not strong enough, ze yachol ve ze eno yachol, everyone says it's chayev, so that discussion. So those three points, carrying above 10 tefachim and shos harabim, the difference between carrying something in front and in back, and whether three opinions regarding when you're chayiv if two people did a malacha of carrying together. So that is the tzav, the turtle, and we're going to be on we're on Sadi Gimel now. The Sadi Gimel is so this was a hard one, but it's doing the tzadi being the ch thing, you know, like chips in a in Eretz Yisrael, if you get some fries, so it's going with that. So the tzadi is like a ch, and it's chug. So it's going to be a chug a chug a choo choo train, right? So we have a chugging choo choo train, and the 3 points. How many did we? So we already did two of them. One of them, and that is the misayeya, whether it's misayeya ain b'mamish or not. Right, or it is right. If something gets the assist, does that have chashivos in halacha? If something just assists with something else, does that play a factor? And we have we had the shita of Rav Chisda, which is that it does not, and we brought numerous rayos, and we're going to continue now with up to Rav Ashi. So I think we have one more good one to work with. One more good Raya, where is Rav Ashi? Yeah, four lines. So we have maybe a couple more. Maybe a couple more good Rayos to work with. So that's gonna be the first Zichru point on the Sadi Gimel Chugga Choo Choo train ride. So let us get into that discussion. We brought numerous Rayos to the same point again, that the Misayeya Ein Bo Mamash, that if something just gets the assist, that doesn't have halachic significance in many many scenarios. So let's see, Rav Ashi. Rav Ashi, Ach Anana Mitzunina. We also learned it in Mishnah. In the following Mishnah in Zvachim, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Raglo Achas al HaKliv, Raglo Achas al HaRitzvah. His foot, so this is talking about a Kohen, right, so it says ragel achas al kli, ragel achas al ritzpa. If he has one foot on a kli and one foot on the floor, meaning in the base of Mikdash, or raglo achas al ha'evin, ragel achas al ritzpa, or he has one foot on a stone and one foot on the floor. So, what's going to be the halacha? So the question here is that a kohen needs, he cannot have a chatzitza between his feet and the floor, right? This is, we actually learned about this on Daf Chaf. I don't remember if we learned about this, how much in detail we went, but on Daf Chaf, when we learned about the Beis HaMoked, which is this, right, the big fiery area, remember we were wondering, how can you have that fire on Shabbos? And we said, Kohanim Zrizenheim, that Kohanim are Zrizen, and so the fire is there just to heat them up. So the Beis HaMoked floor could have been very cold, and you needed the fire there to warm them up, and they're not allowed to wear their bunny slippers. So so this is a problem for Kohen. So let's say a Kohen was standing barefoot, of course. One foot is on the floor, but one foot is on a kli or a stone or something else. So now there's a chatzitza. There's for sure a chatzitza, but his weight now is not fully on the floor. So is that a problem? The fact that one foot is on a stone. So what do we do? So rowing kol she'ilu natal hakli v'titina tel even yachol la'amod al raglo achas avodu sakushera. We take a look. We pull this guy aside and we say, if he is able to, if we would take away the kli, or take away the even, would he be able to stand on that one leg? Are you good at standing al regal achas? Are you able to be al regal achas? So we would find it out, and if indeed that is the case, avodah so kashera, his avodah works. It was kosher. Imlav avodah so psula, and if not, the avodah was psula, and I guess you would have to redo it. You would have to redo whatever avodah was done. I don't know if carbon tumid. I don't know. Right, Rashi over here. So Kohen Omid al Gabi Kli Oeven Oshun Devar Achotzeis Beino Levein Haritzpa VaAvad Avodaso VaAvad, and he did the avoda. Avodaso Pesula Tiksev V'Sharet Kol Echav HaLevim HaOmdim Shetehei Amida So Kishar Echav. Okay, yeah. So it sounds like it's a Bidiavid. It's possible, and you would have to go back and do the avoda properly. So now let's think about this. Hold on. VaAmai, why would that be the case? Hakam Mesayeya VaHadei Adadi. It was a Messiah, but they were doing it together, right? The one foot that was on the stone, or the kli, so the kli or stone were supporting him. It wasn't fully on the ground. So obviously, lav mishum damrina Messiah ima mamish. Isn't it because a Messiah doesn't have any mamashos to it? Isn't it because we don't really care much about the assist? The stone and kli are assisting, but his real weight is being held up by the floor, and that's fine. And that's another proof. Omar Ravina af anon nami tanina. We have another one. Kibel b'yamin v'smo misayaso. If he was makabel with his right hand, the kohen again, and part of the avoda, in something that needed to be held in the right hand, and what happens? And his left, v'smal masayaso, and the left hand supports the right hand, couldn't hold it with only one hand. Avoda so kashera, the avoda is kasher. V'amai, haka masayayim v'hadei dadei, but why would that be? His left hand is assisting his right hand. So shouldn't that be as if he did it with two hands or with his left hand, and therefore the avoda is possible? No, I guess not. So lav mishum dan rina masayayim v'mamish. Shma midan, indeed we learn from this. So we brought plenty of supports for the idea that a support is not considered a factor. Okay, and that's how we conclude. Omar Mar, the master said, Zeyachol v'zeyachol, Remeir Mechayev. So if both people are able to lift the object independently, then Remeir says that they are, even if both people are able to lift it independently, they are chayiv. Remeir says they are chayiv. So we asked the question, Be'inon shir lezeh v'shir lezeh, do we need there to be a full shir for each of them? O dilma shir echad l'kulam. Or perhaps they can share the shir, meaning. Let's talk about Grogeris. I mean, it's a little bit of a funny case, two people holding one dried fig, But you could do a larger shear, but I'm fine with this, right? So you have a grogeris. So they're holding one food that's the size of a grogeris. Is that enough to be mechayev then? Or do we need it to be a minimum shear for the two of them combined? So right, if you have two people, if you want them to be mechayev two people, you need them to be carrying two gogoros, right? You have to have something the size of two dried figs, right? So and it's a you know, how do we do, view this? That each one is doing half, or that we look at each person and each person is doing a malach, I mean, according to Rav Meir, who's going to be mechayev them in this case. So do we view it as each of them is doing like half a malach and therefore it's a full shear, or each of them is doing their own malacha? So how do we view this? And of course it's going to be a machlokas, but we're going to have another series of proofs for one opinion. So Rav Chisda Rav Hamnuna, Rav Chisda Rav Hamnuna had a machlokas about this. Chad amar shir lezev, shir lezev, chad amar shir echad lekulan. Okay, the first, right, the one opinion, we don't know who said what, but Rav Chisda Rav Hamnuna, one of these amarayim, said that each of them, shir lezev, shir lezev, there needs to be a full two shiurim. And one says, no, it's okay if it's one shir, and they split it. Amar Rav Papa, Mishmei de Rava, af ananami tanina. We actually also learned this. Which one? Well, we'll see. We also learned this in the Mishnah. We learned the support for this. Hayayoshev al gabi mita va'arba talios tachas arba ragle mita. Tmeos mime. Okay, so let's a little more slowly. So somebody's sitting on a bed. V'arba talios tachas arba ragle mita. And under the four legs of the bed, there are four talios. Four pieces of cloth, some shawls, whatever they are. So what's the halacha? So tameos, they are all considered tamei. Why? Mipnei she'en yechol la'amod al shalosh, because the bed is not able to stand on three legs. Meaning you could make a three-legged bed, but if you have a four-legged bed, and the way it's positioned, all four legs are completely necessary. So now we're being matame. The point is that we're being matame all of them. The amai. Why would that be? Why would you be matame? How could you be matame everything? Libay shir ziva lezev shir ziva lezev. Shouldn't we require the shir ziva for this and for this? Meaning, if we're going to assume, let's assume like the approach that when it comes to a fig, right, dried or food the size of a dried fig, you need two shiurim in order to mechayev two people who carried it together. Right? Let's assume that approach. You need a full shear for this one and this one. You can't, you know, double dip. The shear applies to him, the shear applies to him. So let's take that approach for a minute. So in our case, one zav sitting on a bed, and he's being matame the bed through midrash, and also the under each of the four legs, one of these talios, these shawls. So he's being matame all four of them at once, but that shouldn't be, because each of the four shawls should require a full shir ziva. The shir ziva is a full is a majority. Rashi says shir ziva. You need the majority of a zav in order to transmit this tumas ziva. You need the majority of a zav, the rubo of a zav. But over here, if you divide the majority of this guy's weight, you only have a quarter of a majority in each towel. So each, or sorry, not towel, talios. Which is a shawl, so you're now getting less than the shear at each one. So what does this look like then? So must be. So right, so we said v'amai libay shear ziva v'lezev shear zivazeh lav mishum damrian shear echad lekulan. Don't we see from here that all four talios share one shear of one zav, the majority of the weight of one zav, which would then seem to indicate that if you have two people carrying even just one dried fig worth of food, that would be enough to mechayev both of them, even though there's not shir lezeh and shir lezeh. Interesting raya. Amar Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, af anan nami tanina. We also learned in our Mishnah. This is a Mishnah in our own Masechta. Tzvi shenichnas lebayis, a deer that walks into a house, I saw in Teaneck this morning. I saw some deers in the street, like around 8 o'clock. A couple of deers walking by. It's always cool and a little scary. It's not as scary as like in the mountains, but it's also a little strange because you see kids walking to school like these big deer. Anyway, so Tzvi Nichnas Labayis. So even scarier, a deer walks into your house. V'na'al echad b'fanav, and one person locks the door. Chayiv. Because he is over the right hatsad, one who traps. So if you didn't lead it in or anything like that, you locked it in. It can't get out. You were over the iser of melech on Shabbos. Na lushnayim paturin. But if two guys did it together, if two guys push the door to close together and turn the little thing, so that is they are pater because there are two people doing one melacha. Lo yachol echad linol if. If it's like one of these like big bars or something like that, you need two strong people to put it on. But one lo yachol echad linol v'na l'shnayim chayvin, because that makes sense. If you need two people to lock this door, so it's not considered any sort of I don't know about shinui, but it's not considered splitting it because each one is doing their full part involved in the malacha. They're really both chayv. But hold on, v'amai. Shouldn't we need the full shear for this animal, the full shear for this one? So Rashi said, shear tzedas tzvi l'chol echad v'echad. Right? There's no such malacha as half a deer. Right? There's no such thing as trapping half a deer. You need a full shear of a deer to split up, right? And over, so it sounds like we would require the fact that we say two people could, in this case, in the case where you need both people to lock it, two people need maybe you need two deers in order for it. No, it's not the case. And therefore, another proof for the same point. I think we're going to have a couple more in here. Amar Avina. Right, so Lav Mishnah Demirin Shirach Lechulam. Okay, Amar Avina, I'm Tanina. Hashutvin Sheganvo V'Tavcho Chayvin. Right, two people who steal and slaughter an animal from Baba Kama. Right, so right, there's Tavach Umachar. Right, a Shor or a Seh. So that includes right Dal Behei. So what if two people, two partners, literally partners in crime. Do this, so they're chayiv. What? V'amai libay shear tvicha lezeh v'shear tvicha lezeh. Shouldn't right? Don't you need a full shear of slaughtering for each one, right? There's no half slaughtering. So it sounds like they're both sharing one shear of tvicha. Lav mishum damiran shear echad lekulam. Isn't that the case? V'amar Rav Ashi, Rav Ashi says afan anami tanina. We also have another one. Shnayim shehotziyo kana shel gardi. Chayivin. Two people who carry out a reed, kana shel gardi, of a weaver. Rashi. Is Rashi up? Is that over here? Rashi says, a kana gardi is an orcha de milsa v'hu ha'ola v'yored b'shesi. Right? It's some part of, something that was used with the loom, which would, it was a type of reed that was used specifically to help it help with the loom, I guess, like evening things out in the loom when like sewing. So a weaver's kana, a weaver's reed, chayiv in the chayiv v'amai liboy shear hotzel zev shear hotzel zev. We should have it should require shear of the shear for him and the shear for him, and the shear, I guess, for carrying one of these weaver's reeds is. I guess the assumption is that's the minimum shear for that object. It's like one of these reeds, and nevertheless, these two people are splitting the shear, and they're both chayiv. So lav mishum damirin shear echad lekulam. So this one's not so simple. Omar le Rav Acha b'rei de Rava. Rav Acha, the son of Rava, said l'Rav Ashi. Dilma de isbe kadei levashel beitzakal lezeh, beitzakal lezeh. That's not a proof. Because if you have one of these, the canne de garde, you have a weaver's reed, maybe the reason that two people will be chayiv is not because they share the one minimum shear, but maybe because you can actually split a canne de garde into, don't view it as a weaver's reed, view it as firewood. And it could be that there's enough firewood in for two cookings of a Beit Sakala, right? We mentioned the Beit Sakala a few times, where it's a chicken's egg, an easily roasted a Beit Sakala is an easily roasted egg. So maybe and we said the shear for wood in general, right? Or maybe reeds in general. Forgot if it was wood. We pass from Lamaisa that I think wood in general as well. What is enough firewood to be chayav of a shear? What's the shear of firewood? Enough to cook a Beit Sakala. So in a weaver's reed, there's enough wood to cook two Beit Sakalos. So there's really two shiurim here. So it's not one shear being split for two guys. It's actually two shiurim for two guys. So this one is actually not a good proof. In Cain. So I guess Rav Ashi is responding over here. In Cain, if that were the case, Lashmeinan kana da'alma. Then you should have just said a stam reed. But the fact that you chose that the Mishnah chose a weaver's reed would seem to indicate that we're not viewing it as, you know, stam firewood, that we're viewing it as having a specific purpose, and therefore it's talking about that one shear. So it's not correct to view it as firewood for each. We're talking about it in terms of being a weaver's reed. So maybe that's his perspective. So Mishnah de Gardi. Why did it choose a weaver's reed? Obviously, we're talking about that shear. We're not talking about firewood. V'dilma de isve kedei la'arug mapa lezeh v'kedei la'arug mapa lezeh. Well, maybe it's that the weaver's reed is the size large enough to weave a mapa for this and a mapa for this. Like a mapa is like a table. I don't know. Maybe it doesn't mean table cloth, but like a little napkin or a towel, right? Something small. So it's enough to help with these two small objects, and so therefore, again, this would actually be shiurim for two. That within one weaver's reed, that actually it incorporates the shear of carrying for two people. So that would be built into it. So rather, this is not a good source. So we indeed rejected that last source, right? Because the weaver's reed, that might not be a one-man shear. That actually might be two shiurim in one, because a weaver's reed could be large enough to make two towels, two mapos, and therefore that is not a good source. But we had three other nice ones, so we'll work with that. Tani, it was taught. Kameder of Nachman, a Tana, right, a reciter of Brisos, taught before of Nachman. Shnayim shotziu kana shel gardi paturin. Two people who carry out a kana shel gardi, right? One of these weavers' reeds. It's paturin. They're potzer. Rabbi Shimon mechayev. Rabbi Shimon says chayev. So the Gemara is bothered by this. Maybe Rav Nachman responded to this. Klape la'aya. Like, where is it facing? Where is it going towards? And Rashi says over what this means. Rashi says klape la'aya. Klape hecha nepach davar zeh. Like, where did you get this, flipped idea, right? That because ha Rabbi Shimon who de potter shnayim shotziu. Rabbi Shimon said throughout that he said it's potter, two people who carry things. Rabbi Shimon is very makel in this inyan. So why would how can you say Rabbi Shimon be mechayev and rather ella aim, or rather you should say chayevin the Tanakama says chayev Rabbi Shimon poter. So we fix up this brisa because there's no way that Rabbi Shimon would possibly say that. Okay. And we'll start the new Mishnah. Just wanted to see which things we mentioned here. Okay, so the first topic again is Misayeya Einbo Mamish. That concept, all those proofs in that regard. And the next topic on this Amud, that is the Zichru point, is whether two people who do melacha together require one shear or one shear for each, or they can share the one shear. And we it was a machlokas amarayim, but we brought several proofs that indicate that they can actually share the shear. You don't need a shear lechad. And the third zikr point is going to be in this Mishnah, which is just a very fascinating principle in general in Hilchos Shabbos. Hamotzi ochel pachos mikashir bekli. So somebody who brings less than a shear in a kli, pater, afal ha-kli. Sha-kli, tefela lo. So he's pater even for the kli, because the kli is tefel to it. So what this means is that if you have something that's smaller than a dried fig, let's say a pea, one bean, and you put it in a large pot, and you carry that in Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, you're putter. Fascinating. Because the pea is or bean is less than the grogeris, so it's less than the right size, so you're putter for that. And the pot is tuffel to the pea. So you're going to be putter for the whole thing, which is very fascinating. And there's a lot of deep discussion about this concept. Where its size doesn't necessarily matter as much as what is considered primary and what's not. And there's a very, very deep philosophical conversation just based on this fascinating halacha. And then and another instance of this. We'll take a look. Eshachai b'mita pater. Somebody who carries a living person on a bed, meaning a bed with a living person on it, he's pater af al hamita, shamita tefela lo. Because the mita, the bed, is tefel to the person you're carrying, and why aren't you chai for the person you're carrying? So the Gemara's going to speak about this later, I think, on Sadi Dalad, but the Rashi over here gives the heads up. It says, v'chai lo machayev, if you carry a living person, we'll have to discuss how ambulatory this living person is. But a living person, lo mechayev atzah, so to who may kill atzmo v'nosei atzmo, because he lightens himself and carries himself, meaning that typically a living person will be able to shift their weight to make it easier for the one carrying them in some way or another. And since they do that, they have a role in the carrying, they make it easier, and therefore it's not considered a full carrying when you carry a living person. Right, there might be a discussion about a newborn baby or toddler that can already lift themselves. So that's going to be a discussion. But this principle now that even the bed that you're carrying, a large bed, you'd be potter for. And in contrast, es hameis v'mita chayiv. Okay, v'chein kizayis min hameis v'kizayis min hanevela u'kiadasha min hasheretz chayiv. And also, you'd be chayiv for if you carry a kazayas of a mace, right, or kazayas of nevela, or adasha, right, a lentil size of min hasheretz, which all of these things, all of these shiurim are metame a person, chayiv, you'd be chayiv for them. Now, the purpose of these moving these things, this is going to be a longer discussion about Malacha Shein Tzricha Legufa, which we mentioned already a couple of times. I think that we're going to get more into the sugi now. That's my understanding. But you're chayav for all of these things. You carried all of these things. Now the reason you're carrying them is because you want to get them away. You don't want to be right. You don't want a kazayas of min hameis in your house, right? Aside from any sanitary reasons, for tumah reasons. So and adash the size of sheretz. You want to get these things out, so they're not in your territory, so you're getting them out, so you carried them. And even though and they are they're a shear that has chashivus, not chashivus that you like, but because it's significant, because this will transmit tumah, so it's considered significant, and these are shiurim, and then you carry them out. Now, well, Rabbi Shimon says you're potter for these things, and the reason that you're potter is it's melacha shena tzricha legufa. And which means that, there's two different ways to understand Malacha Shein Tzricha Legufa, but it's not the intent of a constructive malacha for a positive purpose, and definitely not one that matches the Chotzah and the Mishkan. Because the Chotzah and the Mishkan is, I wanted to get whatever it is, I wanted to put A, object A into territory B, X, I don't know. I didn't think these letters through yet. But I want to get this object into this place, as opposed to, I want to get this object out of this place, and therefore I bring it somewhere else. So that's there's a machlokas, at least Rashi and Tosfos, of what exactly are the line is a malacha shen sricha legufa, and Rabbi Shimon's shita throughout is going to be that whatever is considered a malacha shen sricha legufa, which literally means a malacha shen sricha that's not needed legufa for itself, that it's a malacha done for like another purpose other than the it's a discussion of what that purpose might be. So Rabbi Shimon is going to say Pater, and Rabbi Yehuda is going to say Chayev. And so, but there will be a discussion. So, what makes it a malacha shen sricha legufa? Is it just that the shita of Tosos is that it's a malacha being done in a way that it was not done in the Mishkan, meaning it's not achieving the exact purpose that it was done in the Mishkan. Rashi over here seems to say, if it's just like, it's not a creative malacha, but rather it's just the removal of something you don't want, it's not really creative, which might also include killing an animal, not because you want the animal, but because you want the animal away from you, but not because you want its hides. So if you're doing a malacha to remove something from upon himself, that's a malacha shen sricha legufa, because it's not like for a creative purpose. It's not malachas mashevis, according to Reb Shimon. Tosfos is going to say something that it's more, it has to fit the exact paradigm of the malacha in the Mishkan. So, but I imagine the Rav will get into this as the Gemara elaborates on this Mishnah. We'll just wrap up with the Simen. So the third point is that a kli is tufel to the object that the object it contains, right? So the case of the pot with the bean or the something like that, the kli is tufel to it, and therefore you're going to be putter for it. So the three points are a misayeya that is considered ein b'mamish. If it just goes in the assist, it helps out. It's not considered significant, and that a full shear is enough for two people. That there's a machlokes, but the way we seem to hold is that one shear could be split for two people. And the third thing is that the kli is tufel to the object it contains, and the simen is the right sadi gimel is the chug a choo choo train. So there was a little train. There's a little train that helped push the big train up the mountain. But it was insulted because the big train, I guess if you can think of Thomas Tank Engine or whatever it is, but the big train called the little train a misayeya. Oh, you're just a misayeya. You just get the assist. And the small train was very offended. So it drove through a door that two men were holding up to trap a deer. And instead of helping the big train, it just decided to carry a pot with a little P. So I'm going to write that in the group for you. But just have that imagery of this, right? The small train helping push the big train. The big train, oh, you're just a misayeya. It's very offended. Goes and you imagine on the other side, there's two men holding a door shut. And there's a deer in there, and the train blasts through the door and just goes carrying a pot, carrying a P. So you have that imagery, and you'll read it over in the Chazara, and Bezazim will retain. And Zikru Torah's Moshe.